I think these are very, very meaningful shitas. What's the problem of the sugya? Let's not go 10,000 feet up. Let's go 70,000 feet up, okay? Remember when we went 10,000 feet up the last couple days, we were trying to say, who's a difficult shita? That was our mantra. Whose shita were we rallying to explain? Who are we trying to give a svara for? Rava. Why should you be believed? Now, if you go 70,000 feet up, Rava makes a lot of sense. Why? Because, of course, he's believed because he has Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a recipe for being believed. So if you go 70,000 feet up and you ask me if a machzik has 3 years, he's believed. Period. So obviously, this debate of Shchuna Gavai was questioning the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And then we started to become a little bit more sharp and precise. Well, are you questioning the Gimel Shanim? Are you Ogir? Are you a Macha? And that's why it's not so simple to make sense of Rav, because you're trying to question whether he has 3 years. But if you're not questioning whether he has 3 years, you're saying, oh, you have 3 years, and of course you're believed. So that's why all the Rishonim, and today I'm going to condense the Rashbam and the Ramban, because ironically, there's a lot more that's similar between them in terms of the overall scope of the Sugya that's different. They're both saying that at some point, the Marakam and the Machzik are debating the terms of the Gimel Shanim. Now, by debating the terms of the Gimel Shanim, are you trying to subvert the Cheskes Gimel Shanim? Are you trying to oppose the Gimel Shanim? Are you trying to say you made a Macha? Are you trying to say you're okay with the Chazakah? But at some point, deep down, both the Rashbam and the Ramban are saying, well, we're questioning the Gimel Shanim of the Machzik, and that's why Rav Nachman makes a lot more sense. But according to Rava, maybe we can separate the two conversations. That's what the Ramban did. Two conversations. One conversation is, were you there 3 years? Everyone agrees to that. Now the Marakam is saying, yeah, but I was in a faraway place. Not where I was living with you, which I'm really submarining your Gimel Shanim, but the Marakam is saying it's a faraway place. But if you condense the two, we're digging down into the details of the Gimel Shanim. Did you have a good Gimel Shanim? Did you not have a good Gimel Shanim? Was there a macha? Was there a joint residence? Was it a type of residence that would be invasive and attacking? Where I was off in Yemen, living with the Yemenites? To make sense of Rava, the Rif is going to take a very different approach. The Rif is going to say that the Marakama isn't really questioning the 3 years. He's just coming back and saying, but I didn't sell it to you. I want to listen carefully. I'll say this again. According to the Rashbam, according to the Ramban, the Marakam is saying, yeah, but your chazaka was a little deficient. I was with you. That's really deficient. Not only was I with you, I was the dominant with you. You have to ask me for permission. Don't you tell me your 3 years. You had nothing, Mr. Machzik. You're a zero in my book. Or at the very least, according to Ramban, I was so far away that your chazaka, it's toothless. It's a joke. You were chewing on sucking candy. You weren't biting into steak. You have to bite into me. You weren't biting because I was so far away, you're a coward. Don't you tell me you have a chazaka, Machzik. You have nothing, or I was mocha, according to the Rashbam. According to the Rif, Marakam is not saying any of that. He's not saying you don't have a chazaka. He's not saying I was mocha. What's he basically saying? Don't tell me the details, but what's he basically saying? I didn't sell it to you because I was away. Guys, this is textbook Gimel Shanim. What's the debate here? This is textbook Gimel Shanim. I've been there for 3 years. You don't deny that. I claim I bought it from you. You claim you didn't sell it to me. Am I missing something here? I mean, I may be a stupid Shana Aleph Rebbe, but I'm smart enough to know this is Chazaka 101. Machzik was there. Marakama agrees you were there in a way that was classic Gimel Shanim, full of teeth, biting into steak, aggressive, invasive, provocative, the whole nine yards. And Marakama says, but I didn't sell it to you. And the Machzik says, you did sell it to me. And the Machzik wins. That's like the first mission of Bava Basra. Cheskes Habatim Gimel Shanim. What in the world is Rav and Rav Nachman debating? Or to say more differently, which Shita now is difficult? Rav or Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman. Of course Rav is right. Because now the debate is not, oh, you had a chazaka, you didn't have a chazaka, it was toothless, it was too strong, it was too weak, I was mocha. Now this is just a classic case where you had your chazaka, gezinter hate. You know what gezinter hate means in Yiddish? Fine, let it be, gezinter hate. You had your chazaka. Stop hacking me a chaynik. You know what that means? Okay, so what it means, euphemistically, stop bugging me, stop giving me a headache. But the actual, okay, just to show how appreciative we should be of modern medicine, okay, in Yiddish, hack me a chaynik is stop hitting the kettle. A chaynik is a kettle, and hack me is hitting. Why? Because about 180 years ago and before, if you had a headache, they didn't actually give you Tylenol or Ekimol or aspirin. They actually put a kettle on your head and started banging the kettle. Because if they bang the kettle, the headache will go away. So the next time you take your aspirin, Baruch Hashem, you know, next time you say, Asher Yotzai, thank Hashem for modern advances in refuah, the kettle on my head with the banging or the aspirin. I'll choose the Tylenol, okay? Stop hocking me a chaynik. Stop banging my head. Stop making me crazy. You had a chazaka. I just didn't sell it to you. Now, the only difference is, instead of my saying, I didn't sell it to you, I give a reason. I couldn't have sold it to you. I couldn't have sold it to you because it's far away. I was in Shkodin Gavai. Okay, but what difference does that make? Let's say I couldn't have sold it to you because, I don't know, because I hate you. I couldn't have sold it to you because I made a nether to my brother never to talk to you again. What difference does it make? What details I'm saying? The textbook case of a Gimel Shanim is I never sold it to you. You're on my land for 3 years. I didn't say anything. You say you bought it. I say I didn't sell it. If I said I sold it, there'd be no debate. That's about it. But I'm denying it. Well, what difference does it make? I didn't sell it. Well, I didn't sell it because I'm in a faraway place. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying this is classic textbook Gimel Shanim. Machzik has 3 years. No one's debating the 3 years. No one's debating the macha. It's all locked in. Everyone agrees. What in the world is going on here in the Rif? That's the Ramban's kasha. I mean, it made it a little more colorful. Let's read the Ramban citing. Let's start with the Rif. Let's read the Rif today so I get a little traction reading the Rif. Let's read the Ramban quoting the Rif. And the Ramban says, what in the world is going on? And we're going to have to find some model of Gimel Shanim that supports Rav Nachman. This is our challenge today. The Rif was a pretty big Talmud Chacham. So we have to try to make sense of the Rif. I'm not letting the Rif being cast away in the Zohar. It's just the Rif. These are all big Talmud Chacham. I care about what each and every one of them say. Let's start with the Rif. The Rif, remember, quotes that original position again. If you're questioning the details of the Gimel Shanim, why should they be believed according to Rabba? So he said, well, maybe there's no Marakama here. It's a very, very extreme sheet that we talked about that's no Marakama. And then the Machzik has a Pesha Aser, but then the Kasha was that the Rif asked the Sage Befarshim if there's a Pesha Aser, and that's why you believe according to Rabba. What are the two Kashas? So he remembers, what are the two Kashas against that Yesh Befarshim in the Rif? If the Machzik is believed because of Pesha Aser, number one, what does Rav Nachman argue? Number two, doesn't sound like Rav is saying that. What's the rationale Rav gives for the nemanus of the machzik? You should say pesha asa pesha yitir. So that sheet that the Rif rejects. Then the Rif quotes his sheet. Let's read the Rif sheet there. Okay. Which page are we on? Page Tesvav in the Rif. Okay. Elahai Maisa, it's right before the square dalet. Elahai Maisa, Hachin Perusha. After he rejects all the other shitas, Hachin Perusha. Kigom dehai ara yedia uvrira de lahai ma'ara havas. He's the Marakama. That's the default. That's the setup. Va'amulei lahai machzik. He approaches this settler, squatter. My bois behai ara. Get off my land. Amarlei, the machzik says back, minachza vente, vachlishani chazaka. It should end right here. I've got 3 years. Marakama doesn't say, no, you don't because I was with you. No, you don't because I passed by you. No, you don't because it's toothless. Amarlei, so he says, how did you buy it from me? I was in the Shkodin Gavai and I was not with you. I was out there during that time. That time it is up there. You're claiming you bought it. What in the world is going on? This is classic Gimel Shanim. You have a debate. What difference does it mean? What difference does it make if the debate is whether I say I didn't sell it, you say you did, I did, or I say I couldn't have sold it? I hate you. I don't like you. My hand was bleeding. I was too busy cooking chicken.
Like, what difference does it make? What details we're arguing about? We're arguing the conclusion. They were arguing about the consequences that I saw. Did I not tell to you? This is Ramban's kasha on the riff. It's a really, really strong question. Let's read the Ramban. Open up the Rambans. In later Rishonim, it's even clearer, but I just want you to see the Ramban. We should get accustomed to reading Rambans, like the 10th Ramban we've read this year. So let's try to make ourselves as fluent and conversant as possible in the Ramban. Ramban says, Vaperish, Shakasava, Rabbeinu Agadol, Min HaMasmim Be'enai. It doesn't make sense. One of the most absurd, questionable Masmi is a Tamua. He's not talking about he was far away and he couldn't hear, like the Ramban will ultimately say. He's admitting, the Marakam is admitting he was close by. I was in Teaneck, you were in Bergenfield. I'm not saying that. I was in Israel. I was in Alon Shvupper. It wasn't Shas Chayrim and I heard you. You heard me. No problem. Since you were not Mocha, Vubabakan, he probably came back, even if you have Edim that you could bring Edim, we'll work it out. I mean, he claims the machzik that you sold it to him and he did it through a shliach. He came back, he went there. Shem lo kain, lama lo micha. If you didn't sell it, why wouldn't you malcha? Kivan shloim malcham cherub. You weren't in China, you weren't in a jail in China. Here's the key line, here's the money line in the Ramban. Let's read this money line in the Ramban. Everyone look inside. Vizo Dome Leshar Kol HaChazakos. In my language, this is Chazaka 101. This is textbook Cheskos Gimel Shanim. Bezeh Dome Lechol Shar HaChazakos. Shebekulam. What's Cheskos Gimel Shanim? Mocher Amar Lo Macharti. The Mocher says, Marakam, I didn't sell it. Lokeach Amar Lakachti. Lokeach says, I bought it. The Minur Lokeach. Which is a lokeach. He says 3 years. It's a riot. What in the world is going on here? What in the world is it? Let me, if you have a sheet to Mikubatsas, let's read one line of the Ravid. The Ravid also assails the riff. The Ravid is a really, really powerful line. He says, where in halacha do we care about details? Not when people make tainos, but when do we care about details? If a person gets caught and contradicts, and we're not sure about a particular detail, even though he's pretty clear about the generalities, we may scuttle the case. What do we call that? In what case are details important? Okay, it's a little too abstract. Edim. Let's say Rafi and I are joint Edim, and we come and say that we were at Rabbi Kay's house for dinner. You know, he's the great Rabbi Kay. And we say, Edos, he borrowed money, he loaned money. And all of a sudden, Rafi says, yeah, but he's wearing a red shirt. I say, he's wearing a blue shirt. Oh, okay. Now, maybe because you're a little bit inconsistent in your details, even though the details don't really make a difference, the money being conveyed, I mean, this red shirt or blue shirt, but since you're a little bit offset, maybe you didn't see it together, that's called Eidos. Here, this is not Eidos. This is a Toin, Benitan, a Toveya, and a Nitva. And the core of their claims are, I say I bought it, you say you didn't sell it. What difference does it make if it's a general debate? I say I bought it, you say you didn't sell it. What's a specific debate? I say I bought it, you say, well, I couldn't have sold it, it was far away. Well, in the end, we're questioning whether your claim is correct until you bring the Edom. We're going to Reb Nachman. If you bring Edom that you win the Shchuna Gavai forever, ever, ever, and you never travel to Teaneck, then of course you'd win. But why should you have to bring Edom? Why should the Machzik have to bring Edom? The Machzik has 3 years, and his claim that I bought it should stand. So let's read the Ravid. The Ravid asks, according to the Riff, he says, it's in Amar Avram, it's on Daf Chav Testament base. Amar Avram, Kama Dachok Zehatam. This is a Dachok Tam. Shmuel Rezitz quotes the Ravid. I think it's probably from the Sefer Kus of Sham. No, I'm just quoting the Ravid. Kama Dachok Zehatam. The Kama Chalusha Zohataina. Kedei Lidchos Ba Chazaka. Mishnei Panim. He has two kashas. We'll just look at the second kasha of the Ravid. So again, Rabbi Sai, this is the Rishonim have been asking this kasha for hundreds of years. And the truth is, aren't that many people have given really great answers to the Rav. There are people who have talked about it. We'll talk about it. But these are questions that the Ramban and the Ravid asked 700 years ago in the Rav. Here's the money line of the Ravid, line number 4, the Mashita, the Chi Chakiros Hizo? Okay, doesn't mean Brisker Chakiros. The Chichakiros Hizo? Is this Edim or a Darish in Choker? And if you miss one point, I say he was wearing a blue kippah, he's wearing a black kippah. Oh, you may be off on the kippos. We have to disassociate the Edus. The Chichakiros Hizo? This is Chakiros Edim? There's a slight mistake that's irrelevant to the issue. What type of kippah the guy was wearing? When it comes to eidos, we'll throw the eidos out. We have a high threshold for eidim being synchronized. And if there's a slight discrepancy between your story and Benji's story, we'll break you apart and not let you join in one eidim. But here, just a tiny nidan. What difference is it making? Cheskas Gimel Shanim textbook classic 101. If I say I bought it, you say you didn't. And here, you say you didn't sell it. Not because you're just saying I didn't sell it, you give more information. I didn't sell it because I couldn't have sold it. Okay, but I think you're wrong. I think you either are wrong, you weren't in the Shmoneh Gavai the whole time, or maybe I bought it from you, shliach, email, dispatch, courier, and I should be believed because I have 3 years, you're not doubting my 3 years, you weren't Mocha, that proves that you sold it. I don't care how you sold it. One-on-one, up close and personal, through a shliach, because you lived in Teaneck, you visited one day, you didn't, you like doggies, you like schnitzies, you don't like, but why would I care? I claim I bought it from you, and I have the proof that I was there on your land for 3 years, and you were silent, and I should be believed. And the Rif isn't interpreting the sugya like the Ramban and the Rashbam. Oh, now we're debating the nitty-gritties of your chazaka. Were you really there? Were you there alone? Maybe I was also there. Maybe I was mocha. Maybe I wasn't really capable of hearing, so your chazaka is toothless and pointless. No. We're all agreeing. Put that off the table. We're all in agreement. You had a classic Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But I'm saying, not that I didn't sell it to you. I'm saying I couldn't have sold it to you because I wasn't there. And I'm saying, you did sell it to me. And I don't know how I'll make a counterclaim. What's going on in the Rif? Now, let's see what the Rid says in the Rif. Because the Rid senses this question as well. So we're going 200 years forward. Now we're in Italy. I photostated the Rid for you, so I won't read any given Makaros. But you'll see, fascinating. He articulates, he shrinks, he has an okimta, he feels like there has to be an okimta, this can't be a classic case. But even in that okimta, he doesn't give a svara. So sometimes I'll read Rishonim and they'll say a svara. Sometimes you're reading, you just never give the svara. So you know that in his mind, he's struggling with the issue. And the clearest manifestation of a struggle is in okimta. We have to change the case radically in order to make it have some logic. I'm sure the Rit had logic, he just didn't articulate it. Let's read the Rit together. The language is really clear. And we'll see how he reads the Rit. Okay, so we'll take a sheet of the Rit. If you have your Rit on your sofa, you can follow along. Pass it around, okay? Wait till everyone gets the sheet. It's nice to read the Rit together. The Rit is probably one of the most easiest Rishonim to read. So let's read it together. Okay. We're going to read a lot together, but it should all be familiar if you prepared the Makaros yesterday. You're just reviewing the Gemara. It's a little bit different language, but it's just a review of the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak Mifaz, thank you, Rafi. Zech Zedav HaKadosh Avracha, Shechina Gavai, Shem Makom, Aperish, Kach Amar Li Ma'ar. Okay. By the way, Shechina Gavai, according to the Rif, just literally means what? According to the Rashbam, it's the back room. According to the Ramban, it's you're in Yemen. According to the Rif, you're in the neighborhood called Gavai. You're in Gavai land. Shechina Gavai means I was at a different place. I couldn't have been there. It's not metaphoric. It's not Perish Rivsal. Shem Makom. It's just a place called Gavai. I was in Brooklyn. No one goes to Brooklyn. Okay, I was in Brooklyn. Okay, in Paris. Kach amrle ma'ar l'machzik. So the Marakama is throwing the machzik. Hechi zavinta minai. How could you buy it from me? Anab shchina gavoy. I was in gavoy. T'lahavi ba'adach b'masa. I was not in your town. Ba'hu idan datan zavinta minai. The time you claim that you bought it from me. Amrle Rav Nachman. Nachman says to the machzik, it's on you. Zil barachi lascha. I see sadi. Bring a proof that you and the mocher, line number 4, At v'hai mocher b'masa afilu chad yoma. Prove, machzik, that you and the mocher were in the Marakama, were in the same town for the day you claim you bought over. One day together. Ki echi t'tavech ilas chachila. So that your 3 years can work. The amar, because we then we'll say, once you prove you were in the same town one day, we'll say, efshir dezavita minebeu yoma. Then once you prove that there's grounds to it, we'll say that was probably the day you bought it. If ilo, but if you can't prove you're together for one day, Have a chazaka shulcha, you're a chazaka. Mr. Machzik, Rav Nachman is saying, will be ke chazaka sheni matan, and you'll lose. This is Rav Nachman's conversation, awarding the Marakama with the right and telling the Machzik, the burden of proof is upon you. Amalei Rava, Dina Hachi, Hamotzi Mechavei Lavaraya, Disavar Tovea, who deboy asisati. The Tovea has to bring witnesses to Lahavi Masavu Yama, that he wasn't there. Namely, the Marakama has to prove that he was never there. Vikam Zeperish HaNachon. So I like what the Rif is saying, the Rit is saying. Avol, nearly. The Ma'ara should always have to bring the Aden. Namely, how could
Reb Nachman put it on the Machzik. It should be the Ma'ara, because the Machzik has 3 years in its textbook, Yimul Shanim, and he's making claims it should be believed. The Chivan Shiesham Eidim Lezesh Yechzik, since the Machzik has Eidim, V'amim Minachzav Vinte Bisman Ploni, and I bought it from you this day, to have like Chazaka V'Taina, Eino Neman HaMa'ara, Lama Shabbos Hazman, Lezavayir, the Ma'ara shouldn't be trusted. This is a classic textbook, 101, Cheskes Gimul Shanim. Why should the Machzik have to prove, according to Reb Nachman? V'amart, maybe you'll say, Kivan Shiesh Lamara Eidim Shai Bishchina Gavoy. Maybe we're talking about in Rukimta where the Ma'ara has Eidim. Then, of course, Rav Nachman makes a lot of sense, but Rav is dead in the water. The Ma'ara has witnesses that he was sequestered in Gavoy the whole time. He never met the Machzik. Of course, the Ma'ara wins, and that's ridiculous. And Rav would have no standing. So we obviously don't have hardcore Eidim yet. So what's happening? So Tzarecho, so I have to explain it again. So the Rid is wrestling with Shitas Rav Nachman. What does Rav Nachman dump upon the Machzik and make him prove? All the dumping should be on the Marakama. The Masik is 3 years. That's uncontested and unquestioned. He should be believed no matter what he says. If the Marakama could bring Adam that he was quarantined for 3 years, he can never meet anyone in cell, he never met a shliach, he wasn't talking incommunicado. Of course, that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, Marakama, the burden of proof is on you. Why should Rav Nachman say the burden of proof is on the Masik? So here's the rib with his Ukinta. Don't give a svara. Here's his Ukinta. Anu tzrichim lefarish. We have to say. The rib says, we have to say. Kigon. Shalohayu edim mi'idim b'chivan. B'chivan means precisely. It wasn't saying precisely, Shiva'osa yom shizet toin dezavna mine, that the specific day that the machzik said he bought it, ha'vimocha b'shchuna gavai. If that were true, then of course they'd be believed. If the day that you said you bought it, the guy was in space. Elam mi'idim hayu, the edim are saying, Shiva'osa shana, oba'osa chodesh. That general time period, within the 3 years, ha'yamocha zeh b'shchuna gavai. The mocher was locked up in Gavoy. V'itachin, key word here, v'itachin, it's possible, Leo Shabba B'iro, it's possible the machzik came to the city, v'nim tzashem b'osa yom. So since it's possible, but it's possible you weren't. Namely, he's shrinking the case. Anyone get what the Ritcha said? The case according to the Rif is where there are already Edim here. Edim have already come. We thought the case is we don't have any Edim Achiva. Now the question is who has to bring Edim? And the answer should be the Marakama, because the Machzik has 3 years. If you want to prove you didn't sell, you have to counter as Cheskes Gimul Shanim. The Rid is changing the case. The Edim already came. Oh, wait. The Edim already came in support of the Marakama. What's Rav Ashita? Well, they didn't really support the Marakama. What did they say? They said, yeah, Marakama, Machzik, you said that you bought it from the Marakama February 10th. 1989, but the general time we remember who's in Gavoy. We don't really know, but there's Edim here, but they're unclear, they're ambiguous. Read it again. Anutzichim Mefarish. There are Edim here, because if there weren't Edim, Shir ends here. If there's no Edim, there's no way to make sense of Rav Nachman. The Masik is 3 years, there's a debate. Machzik with 3 uncontested years without macha win debates. The Marakama should prove, like Rava says, why should the Machzik have to prove, like Rav Nachman says, Zil Barachi Lascha? So he's changing the case. There are Edim here. He said, in general, we remember that during that period you were away. And maybe on that day you weren't, and maybe the Machzik came to your town, but all of a sudden they're creating a background that creates murkiness and ambiguity. And it doesn't tell us what the Svara is, but somehow that ambiguity is different from the classic 101 case. Shmuley, you sold me your land. You said you did. 3 years. You were quiet. Sayonara. Hasta la vista. Get out of my face. I win. Here, there's murkiness. I claim I bought it from you February 15th. You have Aiden that you really were on vacation. We don't really know. It's not clear. Then maybe. Doesn't give a svar, because, okay, I would still say, so what? So what, Rid? There's, now you've changed the debate. But until proven otherwise, I'm about to say something, feel free to reject. 3 years is a rock solid proof that I bought your land. And that rock solid proof will just work out the facts. How did I buy it if we have Edim on vacation? I don't know. I went for vacation with you. I don't know. You sent the shliach. I don't know. But I win because I have rock solid proof. Why should murkiness oppose my rock solid proof?
What does Rav Nachman say? Why does the machzik have to go the extra mile and bring more edim to prove, no, that day I was there, I met you, I bought it, whatever. Why does Rav Nachman tell the machzik, zil bror achilascha? Why does he say those words to the machzik? I see what the Rid is saying. We are of one mind with the Rid. The Rid is thrilled in Shemayim now that we're tracing the way he learned the sugya. I promise you, the Rid is getting a lot of nachas in Shemayim right now that we're learning him. He picked up what the riff was worried, the difficulty in the riff. He shrunk it. But what's he saying? What is happening in Rav Nachman? I'm still 3 years with a claim that I bought it. You were quiet. And now so there's more murkiness. But still, I'm saying that I bought it. So we'll provide a narrative that will accord with the murkiness. There are Edom that are saying, you were away for 3 months, so the narrative to support my claim will be, well, I came to visit you on vacation, or you came back one day for a funeral, or you sent the shalom. Okay, we'll just find some solution to accord for this Edom providing background that you were far away, rather than my chavrusa for the last 3 months. Evidently, what's happening? We're questioning whether 3 years is a rock solid. Here we come in the riff. I'll answer your question in 10 seconds. Fundamental question, which we haven't really talked about until now. So get ready. Let's stand up. Take a deep breath. Honor the moment. Here's where we're getting to. Fundamental paradigm shift in Gimel Shalom. What's your question, Alex?
Can you say since it's just Gimel Shalom is a default type of thing, so if you have something that opposes that,
you're saying it's mochzakos.
Yeah.
When you mean default. But then again, it's even harder because then we're not even questioning the details. We're not even trying to decide what happened. We're just saying you're on the land, you keep the land. It's much, 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 much harder to go in that route.
That's only if there's nothing that opposes that.
Well, why should that be true? We don't have that paradigm in Cheskas Mamon by Metalplin. If I say it's my shirt and you say it's not your shirt, and all sorts of indications and questions, you win. Because we're so far from even worrying about those unanswered questions, because we're not trying to answer any questions. We're just in a different mode. We're in a different zone. We say, I don't know what happened. You did so. To be honest, I could care less where Shmuley was for 3 years. We're not even worrying whether he sold it to me. And I was just saying, we have a debate. We don't know. Keep the land. Keep the shirt. Like, all these details are totally irrelevant. So it's clear that we're in an evidentiary, empirical world. We're worried about what happened. So it's a different space. I understand what you're trying to say, but it's I understand the logic you're playing, but you're in a totally different conceptual space right now. Yehuda.
Can it be that it's the Nachman that we're arguing whether that the claim that he was out, that he was away is a reasonable claim or not?
And the question is why? Why? What's the logic there? Wait, that's obviously
why. Why is it reasonable or not? Because it seems to me that it has to be like if you say that the guy's in Japan and people don't travel and people aren't saying Shlipo to Japan to buy a field because it's not that important.
Okay, so what's the other star? You have to give me two categories, not just the it is reasonable, it's not reasonable. Give me categories that would make it a reasonable concern, and give me a concept. Why would Rabbi Nachman say, oh, that's reasonable, prove that he wasn't there? Why would Rabbi say, because if it's just arbitrary debate whether it is or isn't reasonable, then they won't be arguing about it.
It couldn't have happened.
Are you explaining Rabbi or Rabbi Nachman right now?
No.
Let me re-explain it. I'm doing this for a purpose.
So
Rava says it's reasonable or not reasonable.
Rava says it's on the master. No, Rava says not. That's right. The master. So Rava would say that it's a reasonable claim to say that he's not there.
Okay, why? What does Rava hold about Gimel Shanim that makes this reasonable?
That the initial like the starting point has to be something that's feasible to happen.
Because he holds Gimel Shanim is. Because otherwise, it's an arbitrary statement.
There's a difference between that something didn't happen, right? Somebody can lie and say something didn't happen. If you say it couldn't have happened because I was in.
Okay, so Rava says it's reasonable to say, and why does Rav Nachman argue that it's unreasonable to say it?
Because he doesn't make that distinction between.
Why not? Why not? Why doesn't he make that distinction? Give me a category, because they view it fundamentally different. I like Trump. You like. Whatever, Obama, because you're liberal. And I just wake up on the right side of the bed. We have to get down to the core because you see the world a certain way, I see the world a different way. So there's got to be an underlying logic that leads to why you say one thing or the other. Okay, or else it's just arbitrary. Here's our question, guys. Get up, find the energy,
not fall prey to exhaustion, and let's do it, okay? Till now, we made the following distinction, okay? It is Cheskes Gimel Shanim, Alex, and just a default, a Muchzakros, we don't really know. Quite frankly, we're not really interested in. We're interested in knowing we're just going to award it to the person who's holding on to the land, or it's a Raya. Now we're going to explode this question. So we're now right here. We're going to ask ourselves, with a hand motion, we're going to ask ourselves, is it a Raya? Rock solid Raya? Or it's possible, indicative, conjectural, surmising, hypothetical, suggestive, implicational. Sometimes it all comes down to one word. Let's read my favorite word in the entire Cheskes Habatim for today. Let's go back to a Gemara that we just snowed over. We just snowed over this Gemara. We put some snow on it and now we're digging out the snow. Look at our Eskimos. Digging out the snow. Digging out the bones from the snow. All the way back on Chaf Chesam Bay, 2 weeks ago, a century ago, we're big Amaratzim. Now we're big Kulanu Nivonim, Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Zakenim. We were just the Tom, and we were just making our way through. The Gemara says, line number 4, Chaf Chesam Bay's. Alama Tanan Chazaka, She'ini Matayna Eina Chazaka. Why do you need a Taina? So the Gemara, I remember recovering, according to Halchei Usha, says, Taima Mai. You know why you need a Taina? Because 3 years supports your claim. So you need a Taina, because without a claim, 3 years is useless. And we're going to get back to Taina. Obviously, it's a whole different question of Gimel Shanim. Remember, Gimel Shanim has 3 or 4 different subunits. Taina, Gimel Shanim, Macha, location. We're going to get to the Taina. But let's read these words. Taima Mai. How does Gimel Shanim work that you would need a Taina? Look inside. Taima Mai. Line number 5. Diamrinon. 4-letter word. Dilma Kidakamar. You know how 3 years works? Because after 3 years we say, you know, you may be right. Dilma, maybe you're right. But of course you need a Taina because you have to say you're right about something you said. If you don't say anything, we're not going to say maybe you're right. You have to say something, Machzik, as opposed to the Chazaka Sheni Matayna. Are you kidding me? Dilma? Dilma? I thought that Gimel Shanim was like Eidos. In fact, I thought it was like a 3-letter word that begins with Shin, which we'll talk about tomorrow. I thought it was like Shtar. You're telling me that 3 years is not a rock solid, hard, and fast proof? It's more like, what do we call in Hebrew? Conjecture, surmise, blah, blah. What do you call that in Hebrew? A Beirah is like a Raya, but we say Raglayim Ladavar. Remember, a Raya, maybe. Let's read the Rashbam. My favorite Rashbam for today. Omishani, time am I? I'm reading Shalosh Shanim Mafgilei Mecheskes Marakama. What is 3 years work? Damrinan, Rashbam quotes the word Dilma. Dilma. What? Sorry. Could you come at you? One says, the Machzik says, I bought it. The Marakam says, you're a thief. We don't know who's telling the truth. So I would think 3 years tells me the Machzik's telling the truth. What does Rashi say? Asiya cheskes gimel shanim, umuki la bershusei, 3 years awards the Machzik. The Amrinan, Dilma kushtahu kidakama. Maybe the Machzik's right. Talk about a mushroom after a nuclear bomb. Nuclear bomb just went off.
Let's inspect the various radiation fields. Let's inspect the various radiation fields. Okay.
Is Raya, when we talk about a Raya or a Beirur, is it a Raya like Eidos? Or is it just Raglayim Ladavar, the word Dilma? Whoa, we have a lot to change, a lot to think about now. Forget Shrina Gavai, forget the rib, we'll get back to all that later. We have a lot to think about. Number one, we've seen this question before. Can anyone give me a halachic nafkamina whether after 3 years we know the machzik's right and therefore he gets the land? Everyone look at the table. We're not discussing, Alex, whether it's machzakos or beirur. We're saying within beirur, what type of beirur is it? Not machzakos. It's not, oh, you just get the land because you're on the land. We're trying to prove, but instead of proving rock solid, we're saying, you know, you're probably right, but we're not exactly entirely sure. You saw this question. After a person wins with 3 years, do they also have to take a Shavuos Heskes? If we have rock solid raya like Eidos or Shtar that you're the machzik and you bought it, should you take a Shavuos afterwards? But if all we have is Raglayim Ladavar, okay, so we award you the land, but still take a Shavuos. So the question of whether a machzik who wins the land after 3 years takes a shvua could depend, Alex, on whether it's machzakos or raya, or it could also depend on how strong the raya is. Is it a rock-solid raya, or just... Let's read another Gemara we snowed over, okay? Another Gemara we didn't really have time to talk about until we get back to the next radiation field. We'll move out from Hiroshima. We'll now move to the South Sea and look at the next, more external radiation field from this nuclear bomb. Let's first look at another part of the internal radiation field coming from this nuclear bomb. Let's start at the Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Okay? Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Remember we talked about, Mar Zutra says that the Mar Kama can come and say, I don't like neighbor's evidence. I want more. I want to hear from the renters. I want to hear more. Bottom of Chaf Tes Amid Beis. V'itoin v'amar. Lacey Trey Sadi, Lasudebe, Didarbe, Tlashani, Biamam over Lelia. You're claiming you bought the house. Neighbors aren't enough. I want hard, rock solid proof. Tana Seitani. Okay, we talked about that. We gave one svara. But get ready for something shocking. Are you ready? Umode Mar Zutra, the Gemara says. We didn't really talk about this. Birochlin Hamachzirin Bayaros. If let's say the Marakama is a high-tech guy, and he's always on the run. He's always running off to China. Never has time for anyone or anybody. For him, it's accomplishments over relationships. He's going to have a very sad life when he's 45, but right now he thinks he has a happy life because it's masked by money. But he's going to have a very sad life, but he doesn't have time. That was a little editorial. Doesn't have time to make his macha. It's in the Gemara. I mean, it's in my Gemara. I don't know, it's Marash Baba, it's Marash. Umadim Mar Sutra, Birochlin, Hamachzirim Bayaros. He's too busy to make this bring me more Eidos. Diafakaf de lo ton. Tan either way. There are very, very few cases in life where we'll actually mouth counterclaims for people who can't mouth them themselves. Who is a classic person we're taninan on their behalf? They don't really know that we have to defend them and make claims that someone else could have made, but they don't really know how to make them. What do we call those people? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Person dies, leaves over an estate, people will come and say, you know, your father would have made this claim. You don't know anything from anything. You're even a cousin, maybe we'll make a claim. Tanina. We're playing sides now? Machzik's looking at us and say, hey, Kimosabi, I've got 3 years. And dry case. If he were here, he could say, you know what, don't just bring me proof that they were there at night by neighbors, but actually prove it more. Okay, I get that. Mar Zutra gives the Marakama the ability to demand more proof. But he's not around. He's not around. Why are you making claims on behalf of the Marakama? Tanina. Let me explain based on the local dynamics of Mar Zutra. But there's mounting evidence that 3 years is. Because after all, it's like, what's this psychological mousetrap? I provoked you, you didn't say it. It sounds like really iffy. What does it sound like?
What other way do we try to prove whether someone's telling the truth, but it's very conjectural? What do you call that four-letter word? Miga. Yeah, well, what was in your mind? Lesson for life, guys. Try to judge people by their actions. Don't try to go into what they're thinking, because that's just a rabbit hole. What they're thinking, what they're not. People tell you what they are by their actions. What they're thinking is really, really hard, unless they tell you. Then it's a different story. Well, all of a sudden, people spend a lot of time, what's the motivation? Just, this is what he's doing, this is what she's doing, I've got to respond to it. A few minutes, okay, Barb. So all of a sudden, there's mounting evidence that Gimel Shanim is not a solid, hardcore riot. It's just Delma. Let's travel. We're not even back to our sugya. I want to travel out one more field, then I'll get to your question. I want you to see, what's the broader ripple effect? Not just these technical questions, how strong is the riot, but essentially, if this is true, then now articulate, we're willing to award land to someone, even if he doesn't have a We're willing to award land to the Masik after 3 years, even though he doesn't have a raya, since he has Raglaimada. This is very chiddush. This is a whole new, we're awarding land based on a dilma, based on a conjecture. Which is a chiddush in how we understand what? All of a sudden, some force that we thought was so formidable is looking a lot more vulnerable than it ever looked. What force has now become more vulnerable? If we're willing to give the machzik the land because he has raglayim ledavar, then what force? This is really, really important that you answer this question, even if you disagree. I want you to agree or disagree. I want you to see how logic allows you to develop systemic. Then what force now is looking a lot less pretty than we thought it was, a lot less formidable? Nachum? No. Marakama. We thought, oh, the Marakama. Yeah, he's a strong guy. He's the Marakama. He's got two names. And he's got an acronym, Mem Vav Kuf. And some people call him Ma'arar. He's like a rock star. To beat him, oh, you need Eidos. Or you need to be the Machzak. But now we're saying, Jacob, to beat a Marakama, you know what you need to be? Tiny mouth with a blind medal with little tiny hands. Which means the Marakama is a nobody. And still he wins. If you're not Gimel Shanim, you have nothing. So ultimately, if a Muchzak beats a Marakama with less, then the Marakama becomes less. You see how you have to unfold Lamdas into how it interacts with its constituent parts, with all the other parts in the system? So, Benji, you think we're learning about Cheskes Gimel Shanim when we're learning Cheskes Habatim. We're really exploring Marakama. Because we're really exploring what Bailus is on Karka. That's the mothership of this whole parak. We want to loop up what's Bailus on Karka, what's Bailus on Karka, what's Marakama, what's Gimel Shanim, whatever. So now we've opened a whole new portal, a whole new room. Maybe we don't have absolute hardcore proof. Maybe it's just a dilemma. That may invite some very interesting features of Gimel Shanim, which we'll see in a few minutes after I deal with the DRS front. Baruch, what say you? Shmuley, what say you?
I answered a question on Chavtes. You explain again how you see that's just a little amateur.
Taninan, our ability to be supportive of the Marakama in an aggressive fashion, we call that Taninan, suggests that the Machzik hasn't really mustered a full riot. Because if he had full aid, then we wouldn't peep up. If I have aid against you, Taninan doesn't apply. Taninan applies where you don't really know what's going on. But Machzik already has 3 years. Okay? What happens if the Marakama makes a legitimate counterclaim? Well, we all thought, well, the machzik has 3 years. Your counterclaim is out the window. Go take a bus. Go take a hike. You don't get any counterclaims. Machzik has 3 years. He's got Aiden. You're finished. You're dead in the water. You're finished. But now, all of a sudden, maybe things are different. Maybe we don't really know the machzik's right after his 3 years. Whoa, I'm so impressed. You've got 3 years. Whoa, I'm not worthy, machzik. 3 years. Oh, my goodness. Maybe the machzik isn't such a bully. Maybe it's 3 years in the cave and suggest, but now we're still listening. We're still processing. And what say you, Marakama? And if the Marakama can make a plausible claim that isn't ridiculous, then we'll listen. We'll take it into account. If he says something, listen carefully, ridiculous. Oh, tsk, tsk, tsk. But if Marakama says something intelligent, well, consider it. Marakama, if you say something stupid, get out of class. Nachum, get out. Pick up, leave. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing yourself. But Marakama says something, doesn't seem like he's an idiot. That makes himself to a lunatic. I didn't say Harry. Get out! I'm saying a lunatic. Maybe we'll listen. So what statement is a lunatic statement on the part of Marakama? What statement Marakama says back to the machzik? We say, yeah, that's a joke. The Marakama just says, I didn't sell it. What? As far as we can tell, where were you? 3 years past. Where's the star? You're saying you didn't sell, just coming and saying something. That's it. But if your claim is a little bit more valid, let's take the RID scenario. Just not that we have to, but let's just take the RID scenario just to give us one working definition. Well, you already have Aiden. That's already been submitted to court. We already have Aiden that for those 3 months you were away. Okay, now it still could work out. You sold the shliach. It's not like impossible, but there's already a backdrop, and you're saying that you were away. We know you were in Antigua for those 3 months that the sale went down. Now, there could be other ways to work it out, but now all of a sudden, not a joke, and your claim, and now all of a sudden, his claim, and you have a claim, and we have to clarify. We haven't created rock solid testimony on behalf of the machzik that ends the conversation. We all thought that Gimel Shanim was a mic drop. I have 3 years, drop the mic and leave the room. It's not a mic drop. It's part of a constellation of factors, and in the absence of any factors, you can't just come and claim, right? I didn't sell it. What do you mean? You didn't sell. Why were you quiet? Why was he there? Yeah. But if you give plausible reason, and again, the Rid has one ukimta, the Raven has a different ukimta to shrink the riff. Even without ukimtas, this can work. I don't want to delve too deeply into the riff, but this is what the riff is. The riff is opening, look at the riff now 20,000 feet up. The riff is opening the door for counterclaims on the part of the Marakama. The conversation continues. Everyone listen, Baruch, sit, wait for a minute before we leave. According to the Ramban and the Rashbam, the conversation of Shchuna Gavai was still about the details of the chazaka. You didn't make a chazaka. Listen carefully. I was moche. I wasn't a good chazaka. It's still phase one. Who says you had a good chazaka? According to the Rif, phase one has already been locked in. You have a good chazaka and you weren't moche. But there's a phase two. Marakama, what say you? Now, if you say something asinine, oh, I didn't sell it, get out. But if you start based on ADOS and based on timelines and based on raising legitimate, credible claims, well, think about it. Namely, the machlokis, Rav and Rav Nachman, maybe. And now we'll get to my favorite word on Daf Chavtasim Advais for the day. Maybe how rock solid Gimel Shanim is. Rav felt it's rock solid. Once the machzik has 3 years, Marakama, claim, shmeim, you say this, you say that, go prove it, buddy. Go prove it. Until you can prove it, machzik's got rock solid edus. You want to prove that you were medically sealed and you were incognito, your witness protection program, no one talked, okay, but you have to prove it. If not, this is, I don't know, the machzik has 3 years, but, you know, maybe not. Marakama is saying something credible. I'm turning back to the machzik and saying, machzik, take your position and turn it from something which is suggestive into real solid. What's the four-letter word there of Nachman tells the machzik to solidify your position? Bror. Zil, bror, chilasra. Go make it stronger. Go prove more. Go solidify. Go strengthen it.
I am 1,000% sure this is what the Rif is saying in general. The details, how you articulate it. But this is clear. The Rif is extending this debate into phase two. And the Rishonim are saying there shouldn't be a phase two because, as the Ramban says, once we have 3 years, it's a mic drop. And the answer is, it isn't such a mic drop. It's enough to normally win, but we're still listening to the Marikama's counter-response, and not Rafi just when he's saying, maybe there wasn't a chazak, or maybe it was a malch, or maybe it was a toothless chazak, or maybe phase one isn't so successful. Phase one is a raving success for the machzik. You came out with flying colors. You had 3 years, no one was there, he was quiet, perfect! Now the machzik, the Marikama says, but I've got something to say. And Rafi says, get out of here, machzik, this is Marikama, this is a mic drop. And Rav Nachman says, no, tell us. It's beautiful. This is so delicious, this machlokas, this way of viewing it, because it changes, it makes our mind turn. And you see here that now there are two fundamentally different concepts underneath. Why does Rav put it on him? Because we're willing to listen, or unwilling, according to Rav, to listen to phase two. But in Nachman, we're willing to entertain. So it's not just, I think it's reasonable, I think it's unreasonable, because I'm Moshe and you're Yehuda, but there are fundamental concepts of Gimel Shanim that determine why we say X and you would say Y. That's what I think what the Rif is saying. Yes, Nachum.
Why did the Rif sort of formulate it in a way that expresses it in terms of whether or not the Marikama sold it to the Machzik? It's like sort of preempting even phase one.
No, phase one is what happened. Not in the sale, what happened over the course of this Cheskes Gimel Shanim period. So when the Ramban and the Rashba, that's under, the Rashbam is under debate. When the Rif is not under debate, you have 3 years, good 3 years, I didn't say anything. But now we're saying, can the 3 years prove that earlier point of sale? And the Marakam is saying it doesn't prove the earlier point of sale, even though there was a successful phase one, because I can claim that I never sold it to you because of all sorts of doubts I'm throwing in your mind. Okay? This is the Rif. I just want to see where we are time-wise. Okay. Let's take a minute or two. A few minutes just to tackle the Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay, just again, because I want you to see these shittos modularly, what happens. Okay, according to the Rif, when the Marakama says, I was in Gavoy, he's basically saying, and since I was in Gavoy, there is no way I could have sold it to you, because I was in Gavoy, we never saw each other, and I'm countering your claim of sale based on 3 years with my counterclaim that I didn't sell it to you, Nachum, because I never saw you. And now the question is, who has to prove that counterclaim of the Marakama? According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, now please, just for the record, many Rishonim felt the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif say the same thing. So if they say the same thing, Shir ends now. The Ramban clearly felt they were different. And we're going to study the differences. Okay, but many Rishonim condensed the two, same period, same basic idea, slight difference. I'll show you how the Ramban felt different, then we'll try to give a logic for the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, it's the logic that gets us. But again, this all may be, if you find a Rishon that says, V'arach, V'arif, Kasa, this Rabbi Tarragon's an idiot. No. It just means that many Rishonim collapsed. They're very, very similar. Ramban, clearly different. Didn't. Okay? Let's just read the Ramban. Even if you don't understand the logic that we'll develop, which is pretty simple logic, at least I want you to see, again, read Ramban. Lum, this isn't in your head. Lum, this isn't in some sefer. Lum, this is reading Gemara, reading Rashi, Rashbam, reading Tosos, reading Ramban, processing, developing, applying, comparing, inserting. It's all just, got to put your head in the books. You got to just really, especially this time of year, you're in the stretch, really read. So it's all about reading. Okay, so we have the Ramban. Okay. Virach Zal Kosav. We're just going to highlight parts of the Ramban. So if you're following, does anyone, show of hands, don't be embarrassed. Anyone not have a Ramban? Or a Ramban accessible? Okay, so let me just, what's that for you guys? Okay, you can look inside. Rafi, you can look inside. Everyone just, again, the important part of this year is happening right now, to be able to read the key lines in the Ramban and learn where they are. So I'll just read the key parts to you. Rabbeinu Chananel Zal Kosav, Kediver Rabbeinu. So it sounds a lot like the Rif. Ela Shebichlal Devarav Yatsa L'Derech Acheres. Okay, so now we know that according to the Ramban, the Rach is a little bit different. Okay. V'chein Kosav Be'ovde D'Shukah Baroi. We're going to have the next case in the Gemara, so it's not the Rach on this sugi, it's the Rach on the next sugi, but it's relevant to this. Okay. I'm skipping a line. V'af Agav D'Chazin and the Rabboseinu Aga'onim Zal. Ein Din Hachim Miu. Afal gav de kamar macha shelo b'fan of havi macha.
Even though we don't really need proximity, I don't have to be walking, we don't need the Marakama and the Machzik to be in the same ring, in the same city. They could be in different cities because of what? Our famous line, Chavra, Chavra Islay, Chavra the Chavra, Chavra Islay. So the word of the Chazaka will travel, and the word of the Macha will travel. So they just need open lines of communication, as opposed to Shas Chayrim, the Gemara says, where no one's talking, so then Chazaka and Macha would not work, unless they're in the same town, but if they're different towns. So you don't really need proximity and direct encounter. However, even though you don't really care, I'll read it again, Afogav dekamar, Macha shalofonu havi Macha, bi'inan sheham mocher sham b'medina matzoi be'es sheton halokeach Shekana Zahakarka. Uchiditanan, Eina, Chazaka, Ad, Shehe, Imo, Bamedina. Let's hold the Ramban, turn to the Gemara Lamed Ches. This is all no lumbus, just how to read. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches says, Shalosh Aratzals Lechazaka. Yehuda, Evar Yardin, Dalil. Haya be Yehuda, Lamed Ches, Amin Aleph, Behechzik, Begalil. Begalil, where's Yehuda, by the way?
Here.
We're in Yehuda right now. That's where my brother-in-law, his sister-in-law, made Aliyah like in 2001 or something, like right in the heart of the Intifada. Big, big tzaddikim to come and to stay. So their parents who were in America, they really, so their parents called, so they're watching CNN or Matzah Shabbos. Remember, a lot of the terrible piguim happened Matzah Shabbos. Which is the time a lot of people were around. So they're watching it today morning. I'm watching on the news a lot of terror in the West Bank. You know, where do you guys live? And they were in a fraud. Oh, we live far away. You know, where are these places? It's right here, Yehuda. So now we're in Yehuda. Yehuda, Galil is north, of course, and Eivar Yarden is Eivar Yarden. So the Mishnah summarizes, Eina Chazaka, Ad Shehei Imo B'Medina. You have to be in the same location. Everyone look at me. It doesn't really mean that, right? You have to be in the same location. What about Chavra, 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 Chavra? So what does the Mishnah say? You have to be in the same location. So the Gemara corrects. Oh, yeah, don't take this Mishnah seriously. You have to be in the same location if it is a Shas Chayrim. It's not a Shas Chayrim. Who cares? You're in Spain. I'm in New Mexico. You're in Tinek. I'm in Antarctica. It travels. If it's Shas Chayrim, then you got to be in the same location or else the word won't travel. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Amar, just reading the conclusion, Amar bi Abba bar Marmol, Amar Rav, Rav says, Liolam Kasavar, three lines in the bottom, Machash Labafanov, Havimach. Who cares where you are? Chava, 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 chava. Everyone's talking about gossip, ha, ha, ha. What about the Mishnah? Bishas Chayim. Mishnah saying it, four words, Bishas Chayim. Bishas Chayim, you got to be with you. You got to be in Gala. Normal times, who cares? You're here, I'm there, you're right here. No one really cares. So as far as I'm concerned, I take that word, Atye Imo B'Medina, and I rip it up. Who cares? You don't really need Medina. Shas Chayim, you need Medina. You have to be in the same Medina. Okay. Your friend from Panavish will call you up today, Ellie, and say, what did you learn today? I said, I learned about the Medina. So, oh, you Mizrachnikim, you Tzionim, all you talk about is ideology. I say, no, it's the Gemara Bava Basra, the Flamachas, the Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Hananel. Put him in his place. So, yeah, I learned about the Medina. You have to be in the same Medina. Okay? I'm in the same Medina. Okay? It's an old expression, you know, there's a lot of anti-Zionism and anti, there's actually, there was a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim, some of the hardcore Hasidim in Hungary in the mid-war period, not your grandparents, the Munkachers, would say, Hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim, who has to go learn Torah and get their head screwed on properly? The tzameh. Tzameh is the tzionim and the mizrachim and the agudanikim. You would oppose even to Aguda because it was too political. So all those people that are lost, the Tzama, the Tzionim, the Mizrachnikim, and the Agudanikim, they should go to the Beis Medrash and learn Torah because even the Aguda will become too secular. So Hoy Kol Tzameh, so all these little Rashi Tevis. That's how you learn. You don't care where the person is. But now we go back to the Ramban. And the Rabbeinu Hananel does take that phrase, you need to be in the Medina. You don't have to be in the Medina the whole time. But what day do you have to be there? Nope. It may be on this date that person went down to the field, which may or may not be the sale. We're assuming it's, but not because of the sale, Ari. In the Rif, and here's where the difference is. In the Rif, if you weren't there during the date that the Machzik claims you sold it, you probably didn't sell it. But if you have ESP way of selling, we don't care where you were. The claim that the Marakama makes that the Machzik wasn't there is only because how could I sell it to you? So I didn't sell it to you. Here, the Marakama is not saying, did I sell it, did I not sell it? He's saying, I wasn't there the day you went down to the land. I wasn't there. You didn't go down in front of me. See the difference? Not questioning whether there was a sale. Maybe there was. You just, I'm saying there wasn't a sale, but the problem is you didn't settle my land in front of me. Be'inan, Shehei Amlocha, thank you. Sham b'medina matzoi b'eish shetoin alokeach shezkana ze'akarka b'chiritanan eina chazaka achi'imo b'medina. And I'm skipping about 10 lines. V'zeu sheshaninu. This is how the Rach interprets the Mishnah. Shmuel doesn't rip up the Mishnah. Zeu sheshaninu. Eina chazaka sheim medina. Perish. Shelo b'shas cherim. You're right. If there's no cherim, eina tzarech lios imo. Ela b'yom shetoin. Harry Hillebrand. Shelacha mimenu v'yarad ba. I don't care where the Marakama was for 3 years if it's not Shas Chayim, because everyone's talking, everyone's gossiping. But the Marakama has to be there the day that the Machzik goes down to the field. Now I'm reading one more line. Elo Diver Rabbeinu Chanan El Zal, the Ramban summarizes. Umi Dvarav, and here's the Ramban's commentary. This is one-liner. Umi Dvarav. So important that you get to learn where the key money lines are, Rishon. That's like ABCs of Lambdas. To get that, you have to learn how to read Rishonim. But just really, like, what? If you look at my Svarim, every time I learn the Ramban again, like, I used to underline, then I put a little X next to it, now I circle keywords. I'm always, like, trying to find words. U mi dvarav. She'ein chazaka shelo bifanav chazaka. The 3 years of using, not, I don't care where you were, did you sell, did you not sell. Now I'm talking about where the chazaka works. She'ein chazaka shelo bifanav chazaka. El Im Kain, here's my underlined word, circled word, Haschala Sam Bifanov. That first stab, that first squat, that first grab, that first attack was right in front of the Marakama. For 3 years, you could be off in Disneyland. You can still check your WhatsApps in here, and I have to check my WhatsApps. Machajla Fana, Havi Machajla, who cares where you are? Global Village, Global Chaskasabatim. But that first day, Marakama has to be, and he's claiming he wasn't. The other question is why. Now, first of all, and maybe, again, I struggled with this, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, is the debate about phase two or about phase one? Is the Marakama questioning, oh, you had a good chazaka, but by the way, and now I'm questioning, or he's saying your chazaka wasn't so great? What's he saying?
Phase one,
your chazaka wasn't so great. Because you had 3 years and I didn't say anything, but that first little moment has to be in front of me. The rest of Gimel Shanim, who cares? But that first moment, Ad She'imo B'Medina, the Mishnah Lechas, Ad She'imo B'Medina, that line still obtains. We thought, oh, who cares about that line? We don't live B'Shas Cherem. We're modern people. We live in modern era. We have WhatsApp. Who cares about where anyone is? Chavra, 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 chavra. No. That first moment has to be in front. Me, you, staring at each other. You looking at me. I looking at you. I contact me. You, me. You went down. And then I can go away. And if I don't say anything. But if I wasn't there that first day, it's like your chazaka's faulty. This isn't about, oh, you have a good chazaka, but I have counterclaims, phase two. No, your chazaka is a faulty chazaka. Because even though I wasn't there, and I wasn't shchuna gavai living with you, that first moment wasn't eye to eye, mano a mano, you looking at me and spitting at me in the face. So what do we see from the Rabbeinu Chananel? Now abstract at one level. Just don't give me svaras. Just tell you how to build svaras. Go step by step. That there's a... Anyone give me a... What's the next step we want to take in the Rabbeinu Chananel before we give a svar? Evidently, there is a... Try to move your head, like, you know, next level. Difference. Fill in the blank. Between day one and 3 years. 3 years is not homogeneous. 3 years is not non-differentiated. Don't give me svaras. And the difference expresses itself in what, Jacob? In? What's the halachic difference? In the location of the marakama. For a chazaka to succeed, marakama doesn't have to be present during the 3 years, but he has to be present during day one. That's clear in the Benachanan, at least the way the Ramban explains. Remember those who were out, many Rishonim feel the Benachanan is like the river, the Ramban feels it's different, and this is how the Ramban explains the Benachanan. Haschalasam, Ari. Again, those who were out, according to the Rif, the Marakama claims he was away, he's not questioning the terms of the Chazakah. You had a good Chazakah. Who cares where I was on day one that you went to the land? But I just insulted you. I never had the chance to. So he's questioning, you had a good Chazakah, but that sale never took place because I'm giving new evidence. Was according to the Rabbeinu Hanano, I'm questioning the terms of the Chazakah. You had a good Chazakah except for minute one. Minute one, I wasn't there. It's not a good Chazakah. So we have to give a model of Gimel Shanim that's complex. That's different stages. There's stage one and then stage two. Stage one is that first day or that first something, and stage two is, where did we see this before? Some boys were saying this in the base measure. Where did we see that there are two phases to Cheskes Gimel Shanim? Yeah, again, this is not the only way to do Binachan. I'm just going to give you this way to work with. The Ramban. What did the Ramban say? When is the Iker Chazakah happen after? First, whatever. And the 3 years are only to wait out the Ach Vishtarcha. So you have different functions for minute, day, year one, as opposed to the rest of the time. And now for the first time, we're not just seeing different functions for phase A and phase B of the 3 years, but different parameters. Since they play different functions, they have different parameters. And what parameter have we uncovered? What's the difference? Location of the marakama. Phase one, he needs, for a successful chazaka, he has to be there, being attacked by this machzik. And phase two, he just has to hear about it, even at a distance, as long as he hears about it. For argument's sake, let's just plug in the Ramban. This, I don't know if there are Rabbeinu Hananel's names, just for argument's sake, because I just want you to see what the, for argument's sake, let's just say, just to give the logic, now we're filling it in, Jacob, with actual meat, not just structure. For argument's sake, the provocation and the lack of response, which indicates sale, the riot, the whole me attacking you has to be frontal, direct, not just you heard, but that takes place after 1 minute, but it has to be frontal. The 3 years has to be, because until you use it for 3 years, you're always vulnerable to achvishtarcha. So you have to use it for 3 years in a way that at least the marakama knows about. He doesn't know about it. You know, you shouldn't have the confidence to throw it away. You don't know whether he knows. So in order for me to get the confidence to toss my shtar, I just have to use it for 3 years in a way that I know you're hearing about it. But the core of the chazakah to offend you, I can't offend you, I can't bully you on social media. Maybe in today I can, but in the what's chazakah? I'm trying to bully you and see if you're going to respond. And if you wimp out, it shows you sold it. I have to bully you in person. You have to be there, bully ball, you're right there. And I say, Rafi, get ready to be bullied. I'm going to go into your land. And everyone's watching, what's Rafi going to do? And Rafi just wimps out, so he probably sold it. But for 3 years, if I claim that I bought it from you, hey, Moshe Tarragon, where's your star? 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 But after 3 years of using it and knowing that you're hearing about it, you don't toss the star. That no longer is a flaw in my position. So for me to get the confidence to toss the star and to eliminate that flaw, I just need to know you're finding out about it. But for me to really bully you and generate the proof, that has to be direct bullying. One way to read the Rabbeinu Hananel. We don't have that in the show. But all of a sudden, let's say Malach comes to me and says, if you write a sefer by tomorrow on Gimel Shan and Mashiach will come. That's interesting. Maybe based on the Rabbeinu Hananel, I can script other models where the first minute has to be under one set of parameters and the other 3 years, you still need to be there, but a little different. What would happen if, I'm not mistaken, or if Aaron asks in at one point, what would happen if the first year was not Mefuzaros, was Ritzufos? But the other 2 years was Mefuzaros. Whenever we have chazakos that fail, is that a fail for the entire three-year period or only a fail for that first period? What if the first year I'm eating the right way, but the rest of the years I'm shamit v'yachil? What if I can bring proof for the first year that I was there Yomim V'layla, but for the other years I can't prove about the night, only through neighbors? Because after all, it's what Ben Hanan is saying. You have lower standards for the 3 years than you have for the first day. So that's a model. And that model allows other applications, which is why models are so important. You're not just building a debate that's idiosyncratic. Do I like blue or do I like green? They're based on how I view structure, and then those structures can allow other. The Ben Hanan is giving us a structural difference. Year one has to be, look at my hands, I'm giving you structure. It has to be year two or three, or minute one. The rest just has to be this level. So now you know this has to be a greater level, this has to be a less level. I can fit in many, many different scenarios to that. Ben Hanan spoke about presence of the Marakama, bullying versus distance, long distance. I can fit in other models. So this is a groundbreaking Rabbeinu Hanan. We have to see if we find, we may or may not, because this is very subtle. Do we find any other information or rayas that suggests, oh, you're also holding like Rabbeinu Hanan? Again, just for the purposes of this year, I'm fitting Rabbeinu Hanan into the Ramban. So now we have Ramban, Rabbeinu Hanan. Ramban gave us conceptual different roles, first year versus 3 years. Rabbeinu Hanan is giving us practical applications, first year, direct contact. Rest of the time, information. Ari, Alex, Ari.
How would the Mosak know, be able Moxic, to know,
Moxic.
Sorry, the Mosak be able to know that information has reached the guy, you know, from far away?
He assumes that, because of Chavra Chavra. The Marakama claims it in here, he has to prove it. That's according to Rav. Okay? Yes, Alex.
Since when do we expand the first day to the first year?
Okay, I don't know what that first is. Anyone remember the Ramban? What did the Ramban say? Was it a year on Membeis or was it a minute?
I don't know.
It was a minute. The time of the Chazak, Raglayim Ladavri. It doesn't say what. I think the Ritva said one Achila. So we don't know what that first one is, Alex. And that's a sub question. Is it 1 day, 1 hour, 1 month, 1 year? And it may be interesting, but it doesn't change the structure, Alex. There's a one and a X minus whatever that one is, or 3 minus whatever that one is, 3 minus X. There's an X and there's a 3 minus X. And you have to have one set of standards for the X, whatever that X is, 1 month, 1 day, whatever. Another set of standards is 3 years minus the X. This is huge. These are two beautiful shittas. I mean, this is like Cheska Sabbatim. How could you have you done Shchone Gavai without the Rav Ben Hanan? No one really spends time on this. The Rav is talking phase two. This is a phase two conversation. What do you mean? It's a mic drop, 3 years. It isn't, Rav Nachman says. Ben Hanan, again, doesn't tell us what Rav Nachman says. Ben Hanan is saying that there's that 1 minute that has to be really, really intense. And the Marakama is saying, you didn't have intensity. That was far away. Your Chazaka was still not everything it's meant to be. I wasn't in the Shchone Gavai. I'm not a Rashbam man. I'm not a Ramban man. I could hear it during those 3 years. And you know what? I could even hear it during that first day. I wasn't, according to Ramban, I was in a Shas Chayram. I was in Yemen. Who hears in Yemen? Those Yemenites, they don't have email there. No one hears anything. No, I was in France, and I heard it all. But day one, year one, Alex, month one, minute, who knows, I wasn't in front of you. You didn't slap me in the face. And until you slap me in the face, nothing happens. Wow. Can we prove this? We'll see. We'll see. Okay? Okay. Tomorrow, Shir. All this machlokas, Rav and Rav Nachman. We basically have three or four approaches. Let's review the approach. Approach the Yeshiva Farshim and the Rif. There's nothing. This is a vacuum. No one knows who anyone is. And that's why Rava awards the Machzik, because he has a Pesha Asa, Pesha Yitir. Rav Nachman wouldn't really know what he says. Rashbam and Ramban say they're debating the details of the Chazaka. According to Rashbam, there's a really, really ticky-tacky. How is it that you would be? How is it that you would be? When you're a man, you have your chazaka, I didn't really hear about it. It was a toothless thing. See the difference? As opposed to, oh, yeah, I didn't hear anything. But they're debating whether the chazaka ever gets wings, ever gets traction. According to the Rif, you had your chazaka. But, you know, I can still come back and make my claims. According to Ben Hanan, you had a chazaka minus 1 minute. First minute, you know, you play. When football, 60 minutes. You played 59 minutes and 55 seconds of championship football until you pulled through a pick six. And 5 seconds, you lost it. You had 3 years. perfect. It didn't really work out so well. That's why you're chazaka. Like, oh my goodness. Talk about frustration. Sure, if they weren't there. The other Gemara says, wait a second. How could Ravid and Nachman hold their positions when their positions in Bar Sisin was the exact opposite? Bar Sisin was the exact opposite. Now here we have a problem. The debate about Bar Sisin had nothing to do with Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Spent a week delving, cutting, dissecting Gimel Shanim this way, that way, tiki tack, distance, tack. Bar Sisin was a question. I'm selling you the lands I got from Bar Sisin. We had a question whether this land I got from Bar Sisin. It's an interesting debate. I could hear a machlokas about it. I get beautiful lamas about it. What does this have to do with this? We spent a week dissecting Rav and Rav Nachman about very subtle issues of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And now you're saying, what do you compare that to? Another suffix that has nothing to do with anything we're just talking about. If you don't have an answer to that question, it's fine. No one does. Very few people. I'll try to give you one answer, but it's hard. So how do you read the Gemara if there's no answer? And then what's the Gemara's conclusion? In Rava, the distinction is pretty clear. Read Rava. In Rav Nachman, you know, I'm saying Eli Rifkin and Nachum, come to my house to eat. You know what, Nachum? You already had dinner tonight. Don't come. That makes sense, because there's an implication that the standard for coming to my house is, are you hungry? Nachum isn't going to be not hungry. Eli is still hungry, so Eli comes. What if I say, Eli and Nachum, come to my house. Nachum, don't get to my house, you already had dinner. Eli, don't come to my house because you're going to break my lamp. Wait a second. Or I'm sorry, the opposite. Eli, come to my house because you're going to help me clean the floor. Go, my son. I already had one standard. If you're hungry, you come. If you're not hungry, you don't come. Eli, you're hungry. I don't have to justify your coming because it was dinner. I've already established a standard, my first standard. This is classic shots. Okay, when I've got two things that seem to be similar, and I want to make difference, I don't have to make a difference in each of them. So, this doesn't apply because in this case this happened. This is the standard, or this applies it. I only shift one of them and make a great difference. I don't have to go like this. All I have to do is look at my hands, go like this, go like this. I have to change one variable. And it says, oh, how could Rav Nachman say here that we dump on the machzik, and there he dumps on the marakama? So in this case, he dumps on the marakama. The word says, and in that case, don't give me two answers. Give me one difference, not two. Don't look at whether that second difference makes. So it's not a terribly big sugya. We don't have that much time today. We've only been 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Makaros, if you finish in Makaros, I'll give you Makaros for the next sugya, go on to the next sugya, start the Gemara, so we'll start to tackle on Wednesday. Just take some time. It's a good Gemara to think, let some of the issues absorb. A nice Rosh Bahan, a nice Yagrama, a really nice Rabbeinu on it. It should take you about 2.5 hours. That's more or less. They don't look that long, but there's a lot to wrap your heads around. It should take you about 2.5 hours if anyone really, 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 really finishes. But in terms of pacing yourself, this is a 2.5 hour thought process. Just try to go through it and map things out, try to map the previous circuit. Okay? Here are the Makaros first. Okay. Let's say the Bay Bar season. What's interesting is that, unlike most Masechtas, while you're taking Makaros, which talk about generality, Shnayim Ochsim Mekalos is in a case. It's a cockamamie case. It never happened that Chazal spin in order to highlight logic. Like all of my cockamamie cases that I talk about, and I'm not telling you cases that have happened, I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you understand logic by framing it. I'm never going to tell Nachum not to come to my house, I'm just trying to show you cases. But some parakim and shas, it sounds like they're actually recording real cases. So this is one of the proofs in Baba Basra, these were real cases. The Bar Sisin case. It was clearly a case with Bar Sisin. It's like one of the dreamed up a name. I don't need the details. Just tell me a case. He sold these. Sounded like it was a real case, and a person sold his Bar Sisin lands and wanted to know whether this land was included in the sale, wasn't included in the sale. And right on one sheet, remember, it was a big post sacred. That was one of the big posts. It came to the two post and had a debate. It's interesting, but a couple cases in Baba Basra makes it sound like, for whatever reason, when Ravina and Ravashi collected Baba Basra, they weren't describing concepts like most Masechtas are. They were describing actual cases. Anyone learn Brachas, the sixth parak? Very similar. It doesn't say, now we're writing Brachas, sixth parak. I say, what's the fruit? What's the vegetable? When do you make parak? I give outlines, parameters. This is what a fruit is. This is what a vegetable is. This is what it sounds like. What bracha to make with this? A bracha like it's had to know what brachas to make. There are fruit coming by. There are brachas to make. So this is a very, very interesting type of masechta stylistically. Isn't conceptual ideas, but cases. This is a case. This is another case. Especially according to the Rif, Shmuel Gavoy is a real case. According to the Rashbam and the Ramban, Gavoy is another word for inner door, another word for being far away, Yemen, or far, as far away as Yemen. According to the Rif, they were talking about a town called Gavoy. I was in Gavoy the whole time, and no one talked to me. So Shmuel Gavoy is also a real case. So, interesting. Okay, just a final signal. Okay, guys. So, an interesting case last night. This is not for